So now that you've been exposed to the first session of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship curriculum, we are going to take a few minutes and talk about many of the basic questions I get asked at this point in the leadership training. So listen in, especially if you have any questions.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Frizonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
If you want to follow along in the discussion, purchase the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum from the links provided. It's going to make what we talk about a bit more understandable. But if you don't have it, no worries, you're still benefit by listening.
Episode 1.7. Today in our podcast, we are discussing normal trainee questions at the end of session one.
So now, Matt, I've taken you through session one and trained you in how to be a leader for session one. And do you have any questions?
Yes, I am interested in taking somebody through this curriculum. I feel confident in it, but I do know that there's still going to be some parts that are going to directly fall on me, and the book's not going to do everything.
Right.
So what happens when you're reading through, you know, some of this stuff and people are kind of like coming to self-realizations of things of like, you know, that they need to forgive somebody in their past or that they're dealing with, sin in their life that they need to give over to the Lord and repent from. When they like kind of come to that realization and maybe tell you, well, I don't think I need to forgive that person, or do I need to forgive that person? Do I answer right there and say, yeah, you do? Or do we say, hold on, let's look and continue with the curriculum here so that way I can kind of like better guide them into the right way of forgiving that person? Because I do know that there are some kind of right and wrong ways to deal with that person after mm-hmm. the forgiveness, and I think that curriculum right. is going to hit that. But if I were to just be talking to them, I might not get that across.
Right. And that's a really good question. And it depends on each person. Like, one thing I'm always teaching leaders is there's no pat answer for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime somebody asks you about this, tell them that, mm-hmm. you know. We always need to be asking the Lord for wisdom for that person, because God uniquely created each person and He reaches each person uniquely. Of course, we're always using God's word, which that's always the same, and that's the foundation we're building. We may even always be using the same verses to address certain topics, but the way we approach each person is different. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you're just going to have to ask the Lord for wisdom. In James 1:5, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask, and it will be given to you. So I love that verse because it says, it will be given to you. And so usually when I'm counseling somebody, I'm always praying in my heart, Lord, how do I help this person? How do I reach this person? So sometimes if a person here in session one was saying, well, I don't think I need to forgive that person, or do I need to forgive that person, like your question asked, sometimes I might start addressing it. And with other people, I'll say, well, let's wait. We're going to go through the curriculum and we're going to get to that. And I usually use that type of approach for the person that I know is not ready to forgive at all. Mm. They're still really mm-hmm. fighting it. That wasn't a true heart question about, well, do I have to forgive them? It's a more like, I'm going to fight on this and I might not come back next week type question. And so for them, I'll say, let's just take the curriculum in order and see what God's word says. Because one thing the curriculum does do is it builds upon concept. And a lot of times I've seen over the years, especially for somebody who's gone through something very traumatic, like abuse or rape or something like that, they're told over and over and over again that they have to forgive the offender, which we know biblically they do need to get to that point to forgive the offender. But sometimes I think that when we're working with a person and we're just saying you need to forgive them, we're taking things out of order. Because one of the things that I think first needs to be dealt with is the hurt and the anger in their heart. If we haven't taught them biblically how to deal with the hurt and the anger in their heart, there's no way they can forgive. And so that's why we deal with that before we get to the forgiveness session, which is session 5.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why in a lot of cases, I'll just say, let's keep going through it. Or I might say, yeah, we're going to see according to God's word, but let's learn some other things first that I think might be able to help you put it into perspective.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes if you kind of want to help the person in that circumstance, by giving that short answer, yeah, you can kind of lose what God wants to do in their heart first. And if we haven't either gone through this curriculum ourselves or really know what's coming up in the next couple pages, right, we might try and just fix it in that one session when really it's not going to people have gone and given them those kinds of answers before. And so that's why I was kind of asking, because the way I am is I am always afraid, you know, like you said, if I say the wrong thing or if I try and solve it right there on the spot, will I, you know, lose them? Will they get mad and say, oh, you know what, this guy's just going to offer the same thing that everybody else is telling me to do, is just just forgive them and move on, and they're going to miss all the good stuff that's coming up in the curriculum.
Exactly. And a lot of times, if we're called to biblically disciple, obviously we have that heart that we really want to help people. Mm-hmm. And because we have that kind of help, sometimes we do come on too strong and we push them too hard. And when we do that, we can actually push them in the opposite direction of what we're really trying to achieve. Yeah. And so I always tell people, like, you use the term fix it. I want to fix it, you know, and we want to do that. We want to fix the person. But I try to tell everybody, don't try to fix it. Just keep praying. Just keep taking them through the curriculum and let the Holy Spirit fix it. Yeah. He's the ultimate one that can like do that surgery that is so, you know, it needs to be so precise and as if it was open heart surgery.
Absolutely. Well, because I'm sure that there's also things that this person hasn't shared in this first chapter that we don't know. And so if we're going to just throw out that fix it answer, you know, then we're not going to be sensitive to everything that the Holy Spirit sees that's going on in that person's heart and in their lives or what happened to them. So
Exactly. And usually you don't really hear about all the issues that maybe the Lord wants to deal with them this time, taking them through Go in Peace. And I say this time because a lot of times I have people come through later for different issues, you know. Mm-hmm. So I see that God works a little bit here and then later a little bit more. But when you're taking somebody through like that, it is a gentle surgery that the Lord is doing in a person's life. And so when people come back through the curriculum time after time, he is peeling away those layers of onions, you know? And so when he does that, I see that sometimes we don't really see what they're struggling with until about session three. They start opening up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And one time I was teaching a person about how our hearts are like this onion, you know, and you know how onions have those layers. Mm-hmm. And I was saying sometimes, you know, God just is so good in his gentleness that he might only be dealing with one or two layers of that onion in our heart. Mm-hmm. And he's doing his gentle surgery. And then he comes back and he does another layer and another layer. And even like with the issue of abortion, in this book, it keeps addressing abuse, abortion, some of the big issues that I see people struggle with but try to deny in their life, and that's what's causing problems that they're not realizing. I'll see where a person's going through this. They're talking to me maybe about the abuse in their life or the struggle they're having with their spouse or whatever. And by session four, they might say, well, I also had an abortion. And so the Lord is still working on that layer. So the one time I was talking to this person about the layer of the onion, God was so good because sometimes he just gives us these visual pictures. And so at Calvary Marietta, we used to have a feeding ministry. I think we still do. I'm not sure. I live in Bulgaria now, but they had a feeding ministry. And whenever there was leftover fruits and vegetables, they would bring it to the staff break room and put it there for us to take home because it's going to go bad. It won't be good for next week to give out. And so one time I just finished counseling this woman. We were talking about the onion. We walked out of the office and here comes these teens with leftover fruits and vegetables. And this one is carrying this onion that is the size of like a basketball. I've never seen an onion so big in my life. And this woman says, "That's my heart." You know, and it was just a visual picture for her to see. And so, yeah, so you'll see as you go through the curriculum that the Lord just keeps bringing up more. So you're right. Here in session one, we aren't going to know.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes. And then did you have any questions about like where to ask questions within the like?
Yeah. You know, again, you know, like if I'm going through this with somebody, I want to make sure that, you know, We're going through it, and I'm giving them a chance to kind of pause and maybe ask for questions, not just at the very end of the session, because we might be reading through, you know, a couple sections at once. So where should then I stop to say, you know, like, do you have any questions, or is it all making sense?
Right. What I do is I do one session in one meeting with a person. So even though we have in session one broken it down into six or seven podcasts, you're not going to take your person through six or seven meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So in session one, I would do in about 1 hour with them.
Okay.
And so when I'm reading, like starting on page one, and I'm reading the invitation to the brokenhearted, I just read that section until I get to page two, and then I see the bold hopes and goals. So there's always these headings that you're going to find throughout the curriculum that are in bold. So whenever I get to a new bold heading, I'll stop right there, unless somebody has already asked questions. They know they can interrupt me and ask questions if they want, because maybe something's jumping out at them right then. But if they hadn't, and I just read that whole section, when I get to the next bold heading, I just stop. And I say, do you have any questions or comments?
Okay.
And sometimes they say, nope, I understand it. And then we just move on. And then other times they might have a question. And I find that at the beginning, they're usually saying no, you know. And when I originally wrote the curriculum, I used to have a lot of questions. Like they weren't quite understanding what I was teaching. And so when that happened, I kept taking notes. And that's when I revised the curriculum and addressed the types of questions I was always getting. So I see now with the curriculum, usually they're like, nope, I'm good. I understand it. And so I see that usually their questions come in the next couple of sessions when it's more of an issue that they're struggling with what is being taught. It's not that they're not understanding what's being taught.
Okay.
It's more in their heart. They're struggling with the issue or this new concept that you're teaching them that they're like, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if I want to let go of this. You don't know how bad I was hurt or whatever. Yeah. So it's interesting to see that.
So they're good questions that they have.
Yeah.
They're not, like you said, the questions of confusion. They're questions of, you know, what do I need to do next kind of thing? Or is this
exactly
right?
Yeah. And I always let people talk and ask questions. The only time that I stop that is sometimes in a group, you have somebody who, and you can have it individually too, but you have somebody who is really in denial and avoidance, and they do not want to deal with an issue. And so they're going to be the one that will keep bringing up a conversation that has nothing to do with the curriculum. So they're avoiding the whole issue. So when I see that kind of conversation taking place in a group or a person trying to do that with me one-on-one, I stop that. I'm not going to get caught up in that. I'll go, you know, that's really good, but let's just stay focused on the curriculum right now and move on. And because you're going to have those that control and manipulate. Now, we will talk about control and manipulation soon, so maybe I'll just wait till then. I was going to tell you one thing about how to handle a controller or manipulator, but we'll wait till we get into session two.
Okay.
So any other questions or comments about how to use the curriculum?
No, I think that was it.
Great. And just so you know, we also have a Go in Peace Facebook leaders group. It's called Go in Peace Leaders. And so if you're new to the curriculum or you want to join a group of like-minded individuals, we really want you to join, because there, if I'm not available to answer a question, you can just go on the Facebook group and say, hey, everybody, I'm having this person who's being a little bit difficult with this. Have you ever handled this before? And all our leaders would love to jump in and help.
Yeah, this person is a good a good title to give them, not necessarily their first or last name, right?
Yeah, especially not their last name. You're see, because we've learned from confidentiality, you know, we never give out somebody's full name. And I usually try not to even use first names unless I have that person's permission. So just say, this person, this man, this woman, you know, this teen, whatever. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Good to know.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and may God richly bless you.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sharif Rezonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace Leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.